USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Americans hit the road over the holiday weekend, with several airports reporting record numbers of passengers. TSA officials say they screened nearly 2 million people in the nation's airports on Friday. Los Angeles International Airport was one of several to report yearly passenger highs. AAA had predicted that more than 37 million Americans would travel over the holiday weekend. And while COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The manhunt continues for three suspects accused of opening fire at a Miami banquet hall early Sunday morning, killing two people and injuring 21. 18 people were hospitalized, with three remaining in critical condition. Newly released surveillance video shows three masked assailants getting out of an SUV, then running back to it after the shooting. The car seen in the video was found Monday in a canal about 9 miles from the location of the shooting. It had been reported stolen. More than $100,000 has been offered as a reward for information leading to arrests in the case. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that people are coming forward. She tells CNN that the police department has a good relationship with the community, spurring many people to come forward with information.
I understand that there are lots of leads. I have spoken to Crime Stopper, and they are getting calls. I can't tell you which of these leads is going to bear fruit, but people are calling. We have very high trust in our community with our law enforcement agency, and that is working to our benefit. People are coming forward.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Summer camps may be an outlet for kids to deal with the mental stress of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first in the process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.